Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, last week, no one went out, so Fleur de Vert was frankly a bit rubbish. But, oh, you've been out this weekend and you've met some right randoms, haven't you? Right, imagine this man having your actual phone number. Imagine this man leaving a message on your phone. Introducing Donkey Man.
Hey up, it's Donkey Man here. Call me back.
Now, see, I've got a problem with Donkey Man, because if you're calling yourself Donkey Man, at least have a decent donkey impression. Do you know what I mean? That wasn't very good, was it? Okay, I've got an actual donkey here to compare it to. Hey, see, that's the kind of impression you need. Why is he called Donkey Man if he can't do a donkey noise? Here's Donkey Man. Here's a real donkey. Nothing like it at all. Rubbish. Now, here's a nice lady. Now, she's waiting for something. What could it be? Any ideas? Let me know.
Hello. We're waiting. Hurry the hell up. Can't wait much longer. Come on. Please.
Now, they've got a bit of desperation in their voice there, which means... Well, I thought she might have been outside the cubicle, you know, when people take ages in the loo. But then, I got this next message. Now, I think they're waiting for some kind of boy to come round. Oh, and also, check out the accent. I think someone's trying to put on a sexy voice.
Yeah, we are waiting. Yeah, we are saving our best bikini for you. Hurry, darling. Yeah.
I don't think that was their real accent. But let me know, I mean, does that do it for you at all?
Yeah, we are waiting. Yeah, we are saving our best bikini for you. Hurry, darling. Yeah.
I don't think it's a real voice. Right, can we stop the pervy saxophone music now, please? It's making me feel a bit sick. Now, what do they say the best way to cop off with somebody is? That's right. They always say a good sense of humour, don't they? And this girl has got a massive GSOH. Check her out.
Hiya, Darren. It's Tanya. Great to meet you the other night. Just calling to ask, did you have a mirror in your pants? Because I could totally see myself in them.
Yay! Brilliant. She's got all the jokes, folks. And she carries on.
Let me know if you have any raisins. If not, how about a date? Give me a call. Catch you later.
Brilliant. Well done, love. Let's just hear those jokes in full again.
Hiya, Darren. It's Tanya. Great to meet you the other night. Just calling to ask, did you have a mirror in your pants? Because I could totally see myself in them. Let me know if you have any raisins. If not, how about a date? Give me a call. Catch you later.
And finally, my favourite on Flirt Divert this week. Who could resist an offer like this?
Remember Saturday night? We couldn't actually find anywhere to, like, get it together. I've just got my camper van back from being serviced. So, if you want me to pick you up, I can service you as well. It's just been serviced. It's all fresh. It's clean. And it's looking good. Just like you were Saturday. Mm. So, give me a call back. Bye for now.
Don't know about you, but I mean, if he hadn't been given Flirt Divert, I'd be straight back on the phone with that camper van offer.
I've just got my camper van back from being serviced. So, I can service you as well.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. I need your opinion on this, please. David in Telford has been on. Now, David met a nice girl at the weekend, a friend of a friend of his. And they did get on really well, and they ended up, not that, just a little bit snogging and stuff, and had quite a good night. But she is Romanian and does not speak a single word of English. Well, she can say, like, yes or no and thank you. Maybe that's all that was required that evening, I don't know. But that's about the height of all she can speak English. So, obviously, he doesn't speak any Romanian. David, is that a language? If that is a language, then he doesn't speak that. Now, it's just say we got on very well. How do you do that without talking? Mind you, you'd only just met her, I think, and you say it's fair enough. Hilariously, David wants to know if I see any future in this relationship or whether it's doomed to failure. I'm just going to throw this out there to you. Can you actually go out with somebody if you don't speak the language at all and they don't speak your language? So I'm just imagining, back to your house. Hello.
Guten Tag.
Shall I put some music on for you?
Entschuldige, aber du stinkst ziemlich aus dem Mund.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about, love, but have a bit more wine.
Heute trage ich meine ganz spezielle Unterwäsche.
Yeah, totally agree with whatever you just said there, my darling.
Hast du gefurzt?
I'll do whatever you want, love. If you want to furzt with me, that's absolutely fine.
Was kommt da über den Berg? Ist es ein Monster?
Why, thank you. Yes, it is, my darling. Have some more wine.
Warum trägst du eine Lederhose?
Seriously, love, I've got absolutely no idea what you're talking about at all. Can that actually work in a relationship?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott, it's Carl.
Hello, Carl, where are you?
I'm in Sheffield, mate.
What are you saying?
Well, about the language barrier thing, me and a few friends went to Greece around about 3 years ago. And the group of girls come up to us from Slovakia, and she couldn't speak a word of English. She just started singing, I Want You by Meatloaf to me.
Right, and you liked her?
Yes, you're all right.
Yeah?
as far as all of these go.
So you completely communicated just through the lyrics of Meatloaf?
Through Meatloaf, yeah. I Want You.
And I've never even heard that one. It's not even a famous one.
No, I know.
Right. And that's how you spoke to her?
That's how I spoke to her, yeah. And then this guy came over saying that it was his brother, but he could hardly speak English, and he kept saying sister to me, sister. And I was like, right. And then he started singing the song as well.
Right, brilliant. It's obviously huge in Slovakia.
Yeah, got me back at it.
Did this relationship last long?
No.
No, no.
Just one night.
Oh, okay, good. Really not long, then?
No, not long at all.
A whole evening of Meatloaf, just you and her?
Yeah. That was it.
So, in summary, you can't have a relationship based on just Meatloaf lyrics?
No, definitely not.
All right, well,
definitely
thanks very much for your call. I appreciate that. Love you.
No problem. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Thanks very much. I do like your feedback on Flirt Divert. A few people are saying that Donkey Man probably got his nickname not because of his rubbish donkey kind of impression, which sounds nothing like a donkey, which just sounds like this. They're saying that he might be called it for another reason. Yeah, thank you very much for all of those. And also all the people that think the campervan man sound a little bit like Chappers.
Remember Saturday night, we couldn't actually find anywhere to, like, get it together. I've just got my campervan back from being serviced. So, if you want me to pick you up, I can service you as well.
Maybe that's what they're going around the country with, Sport Relief Challenge in a camper van.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Earlier on, we were talking about one of our listeners, David, who met a nice girl at the weekend, kind of started going out with her. Well, not, didn't really start going out with her, more hooked up with a girl, a Romanian girl. She can't speak any English. He clearly doesn't speak any Romanian and wanted to know, can it work? Can they just let the funky music do the talking, even though they don't speak each other's languages? Claire in Manchester's been on. She had a liaison. I love that. I have a liaison with an Italian bodybuilder. Claire says that we really didn't need to talk much. Okay, Claire. I actually tried to call Claire about this, but she was in the McDonald's drive-thru ordering a chip, so she didn't want to come on air. Joe from Cheshire's been on, who had a relationship with a Spanish bloke, and he couldn't talk English or me Spanish. So we spoke through his friend till I learned to teach him English. How does that work? Well, so he had an interpreter with you at all times. Did he, like, go everywhere with you, if you know what I mean? Isn't that going to get a little bit awkward at times? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Lee from Nottingham.
Hi, Lee from Nottingham. What are you saying?
Well, when I was in Germany a long time ago, I used to see a girl that couldn't speak any English whatsoever.
And you can't speak German, no?
No, I can't speak German, no. And so I thought, oh, I can't be bothered with this, so I've been there. And then I seen her about a year later, and she was absolutely gorgeous, so I started chatting her up again, asked her out again, and she just blatantly went, no, I don't think so.
Oh, rubbish.
Proper rubbed it in my face.
Right, so she had learned to speak a little bit of English, and this was a year later, and she was looking super hot.
Absolutely, yeah.
And how did the conversation go when you were chatting to her for a while, and you kind of asked her out?
I don't know, it was just kind of weird, because I was just talking to her. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you speak English, and all this sort, and how she was doing, and she looked so well, and then I just, like, slipped in, like, oh, do you fancy meeting up for a drink? And I just got a blatant, no, I don't think so.
Oh, rubbish. Oh, well. It wasn't to be.
Obviously not.
No.
Obviously not, Scott,
You couldn't let the funky music do the talking.
So.
Nine. Okay, see you later.
See ya, bye.
Love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, now, you might have seen this already, but you know Scarlett Johansson, famous actress? She's actually auctioning herself off at the moment on a very well-known auction site, and it's for charity, and you can bid for a date with her, and you get to go to a new premiere with her. Listen.
Hi, I'm Scarlett Johansson, and I'm auctioning off 2 tickets to be my guest at the world premiere of my film, He's Just Not That Into You.
Yep.
Happy bidding.
Happy bidding to you, too. Oh, you're not bidding, you are her. Anyway, you can be her guest. How good is that? So, like, a date with Scarlett Johansson. And so far, on the auction site, it's going for $38,200. Now, my question is, right, the people who've applied for this, I know it's for charity, it's over 38 grand. What are they expecting from this date, do you think? Chappers, are you still there?
Yeah, also, you're going to a film with her, so you won't even get to talk to her.
Well, if you spent, let's say you spent 38 grand, right,
yeah,
to pay for a date with Scarlett Johansson, what would you be expecting?
I would expect a fumble in the cinema whilst the film was on.
I think I would as well. I really would.
You could do the popcorn trick.
What's that, Dave?
I'll tell you after this.
Okay.
Well, put you it on your lap.
Carry on running.
Okay.
I mean, so
offering 2 tickets, you and me could go with her, Scott.
Well, I sit either side.
Yeah, double date.
Yeah, that'd be nice. We're sat there in the premiere. Your arm reaches over, right, my darling?
Mistakenly grabbed you.
Yep. Now, that's a lot of money. Over 38 grand. You're not going to get to cop off with her, are you? It sounds like it's going to be a hot date with Scarlett when you first kind of read it, but then you kind of read the terms and conditions and stuff. The winning bidder will receive 2 tickets to the world premiere of He's Just Not That Into You, and a meet and greet with Scarlett Johansson at the premiere. Now, I've seen some meet and greets in my time, and generally what happens is you're in a long line of people, and then the really famous person comes to shake your hand and pretends that they care, and goes, oh, that's nice, what do you do? Oh, that's nice to meet you. It's also known as a grip and grin, where people grab your hand and then just smile inanely at you and then just walk on. That's not really a date. But for 38 grand odd, I would at least want her to come in for coffee. Do you know what I mean?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I was just thinking, right, wouldn't it be amazing if Campervan Man from Fleur de Vert bid the most for the date with Scarlett Johansson?
Remember Saturday night, we couldn't actually find anywhere to, like, get it together. I've just got my campervan back from being serviced. So, if you want me to pick you up, I can service you as well. It's just been serviced, it's all fresh, it's clean, and it's looking good, just like you were Saturday. So, give me a call back. Bye for now.
Scarlett wakes up in her big hotel room and that's on her answer phone.
I've just got my campervan back from being serviced. So, I can service you as well.
I would love that, though. If the date was with Campervan Man from Fleur de Vert, it'd be like the worst day ever in Scarlett Johansson's life. I've made a sign, Scarlett, when the campervan's rocking, don't come knocking.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, you know, on Radio 1, we always talk about the world-famous Maida Vale Studios. Everyone knows them as world-famous Maida Vale Studios. Even Mary J. Blige.
This is Mary J. Blige on Radio 1 at the world-famous Maida Vale Studios.
That's what they all call him. But there's somewhere that's becoming fast more famous than the world-famous Maida Vale Studios. Now, some of you will know about Kate Modern, which is like a soap opera on Bebo. Now, I don't want to spoil anything for you here if you've not seen Kate Modern, but Kate's actually dead. It's a long story. Oops, spoiler alert. I won't go into it now, but yeah, she's dead. But this week, Kate Modern features the world-famous Radio 1 toilet, which is getting quite famous now. Various people get locked in it all the time, myself included. Do you remember that time? Some people make strange smells, and it's on air a lot. There was the Phantom Pooer, of course. Now, on this story, Charlie, off of Kate Modern on Bebo, she's quite hot, and she brings Scouting for Girls in for an interview with Grimmie on Switch. But disaster strikes in the world-famous Radio 1 toilet. Listen to this.
Oh, Westwood,
oh,
hey.
Man, why are you filming? Easy, baby. Oh, you want to hang out with the big dog? Ladies are that way.
And now, more disturbingly, she bumps into Westwood in the toilet. Now, have a listen to what he says again.
Oh, Westwood,
oh,
hey.
Man, why are you filming? Easy, baby. You want to hang out with the big dog? Ladies are that way.
Now, do you want to hang out with the big dog? It's not the kind of last thing you want to hear Westwood say when you bump into him in the toilet. So there's Charlie in the Radio 1 toilet, and guess what happens? There's a drama. Listen to this.
Hello? Lee! I can't believe I'm stuck in the toilet. It smells like Westwood dropped a bomb in here. That is so disgusting. I can't breathe. Lee, anyone? Hello?
And then she dies. What a way to go, though, eh? Death by following Westwood into the Radio 1 toilet. If you'd like to watch this amazing episode of Kate Modern, you can see the world-famous Radio 1 toilet on Bebo now, on Kate Modern. Have a look. I'd leave it 10 minutes if I was you. I've just dropped a bomb. I love the end bit. I'm going to play that bit again. But she gets stuck in the loo, the world-famous Radio 1 loo.
Hello? Lee! I can't believe I'm stuck in the toilet. It smells like Westwood dropped a bomb in here.
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1. Loads of people want to know why Westwood was in the ladies' toilets. Well, you have to watch Kate Modern on Bebo to find out. What a way to go, though, eh? What a way to go. Death by the big dog's big log. Also, you can, if you can't find it on Bebo, you can go to Grimmy's pages, Nick Grimshaw's pages at Radio 1 online. I have to say, Nick, as well, he's on Sunday nights at 7 after the chart. It's called Switch. Your acting, mate, is amazing in that. Also, I'd like to say big ups to your producer, Megan. Also, amazing acting. And Scouting for Girls acting is superb. It's in a whole different class of its own. It really is. Very good. Go and check it out. bbc.co.uk/radio1. You'll find it on Grimmy's pages.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
This evening, it's going to be freezing cold and windy and rainy in Bristol. And what a better night you couldn't have for a new talent show, which is starting on BBC 3 this evening with me, called Upstaged. It's been online for a few weeks now. And I'll tell you, what a load of talent we've seen so far in these glass boxes in Bristol. It's been online for 5 weeks now. What happens is two different talents battle it out against each other in two big glass boxes in Millennium Square in Bristol. Come down tonight if you happen to be passing by at 11:30. And you can vote for these people online at bbc.co.uk/upstaged. They're performing now, if you want to go and have a look. It's all online. You can see them in their two glass boxes. And you vote online for who you like, and the winner comes back the next day. Now, this is who was battling out on Friday. So you don't get this on the X Factor. It's a man dressed up as a badger called Barry the Badger.
Hi, my name's Hal. I'm the creator of Barry the Badger, and this is Badger Trap.
Yeah, and his act is called Badger Trap.
And I will be gradually badgerized, and Barry will come out and he'll start mayhem. He'll start mayhem with music, he will dance, he may even do yoga by himself.
Now, I did actually go to Bristol last week and I met Barry the Badger, and worryingly, I think that he actually might think that he is an actual badger, even though he's clearly a man.
Hello! And welcome to Badger Trap.
If ever you hear bird noises whilst you're watching this performance, it's because you're communicating with Barry the Badger. It means you're becoming badgerised yourself.
Barry the Badger does have quite a lot of fans on things like Facebook. He's drummed up quite a lot of support for himself.
That's the cry of Barry the Badger.
Now, I don't really know what Barry the Badger's act is, but, you know, and he might not be Leona Lewis. But that's why it's a talent show with a difference. There's a man with a big badger head on in a box.
Barry is back.
All hail the badger.
Oh, what a slip I had.
I mean, it's not Paul Potts, is it? But it's a talent show with a difference, and that's a good thing about it. It's all voted by people online, like you.
Tom the Toad, Tom the Toad.
This is Barry the Badger singing.
In the row, you did not see the car ahead, and now you're squashed with tire tread.
Yeah, Tom, about being squashed, Tom, if you're a badger.
Why are you lying in the road?
And then he was up against this lot. They're a band with really spiky hair, so sharp it could cut you. And they're a band called Backseat Angel.
We are Backseat Angel, and you can describe us as electro heroes. Mm.
Get them?
We've got an acoustic thing going as well, and we're going to be entertaining you. That's what we're doing for 6 hours.
Oh, good. Yeah, so they're on.
Welcome to the Backseat Angel Show.
Hello. And welcome to Badger Trap.
If ever you hear bird noises whilst you're watching this performance, it's because you're communicating with Barry the Badger. It means you're becoming badgerized yourself.
Okay, Barry, whatever you say. Now, you can vote for these people. We're the talent. It's a talent show with a difference. It's called Upstage. It starts tonight at 11.30 on BBC Three in freezing cold Bristol. I will be wearing my thermals. bbc.co.uk/upstaged. You can vote now. And if you think you've got a better talent than those blokes with good hair or the badger, then go online and upload a video, because believe me, you will be in the box very soon.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.